thank the Lord for the privilege of using the facilities of this radio station to bring you another Way of Truth broadcast. This is Alvin Craig, and we invite you to stay tuned. This broadcast service originates in the radio studios of the Church of God in Hagerstown, Maryland, United States of America. We do thank the Lord for the privilege of sharing this gospel broadcast with you. The Lord willing, Brother James Arch, pastor of the Church of God in Georgetown, Grand Cayman, will be bringing us the message on today's broadcast. So we do invite you to stay with us as we bring you today's Way of Truth broadcast.
I don't know about tomorrow. I just live from day to day. I don't borrow from its sunshine, for its skies may turn to gray. I don't worry o'er the future, for I know what Jesus said. And today I'll walk beside him, for he knows what is ahead. Many things about tomorrow I don't seem to understand, but I know who holds and I know who holds my hand. Every step is getting brighter as the golden stairs I climb. Every burden's getting lighter. Every cloud is silver lined. There the sun is always shining. There no tear will dim the eye. At the ending of the rainbow, where the mountains touch the sky, many things about tomorrow I don't seem to understand, but I know who holds tomorrow, and I know who holds my hand. I don't know about tomorrow, it may bring me poverty, but the one who feeds the sparrow is the one who stands by me. And the path that be my portion may be through the flame or flood, but his presence goes before me, and I'm covered with his blood. Many things about tomorrow I don't seem to understand, but I know who holds tomorrow, and I know he He holds my hand.
It may be a privilege to know a lot of people in this time world, but the most important person to know is the one who holds tomorrow. Heavenly Father, we do thank you today for the privilege we have of knowing Thee as the true and the living God, also of knowing Thee as our Heavenly Father because of Your love and in the giving of Your dear Son to make it possible for us to be children of God. Behold what manner of love the Father hath bestowed upon us, that we should be called the sons of God. We thank you and we praise you. We also thank you for our precious radio congregation today, and we're trusting that as our broadcast goes forth, the Holy Spirit will accompany it and will make it a blessing to each and to every one. This we pray in Jesus' name. Amen.
Just how it would be when I enter heaven. Oh, what sights I would see. Just today I caught a glimpse while down on my knees of the beauty. Of a city above, I saw the lovely mansions, and I saw the saints of old. And now I am so anxious, I'm longing.
You're listening to the Way of Truth broadcast, which comes to you from the radio studios of the Church of God in Hagerstown, Maryland. Brother Ralph Craig sang for us, I Know Who Holds Tomorrow, and the Way of Truth singers singing for us, I caught a glimpse. And now, Brother James Arch will be bringing us a message, and his message is entitled, Understanding God, How He Cares. Brother
James, I will invite you to follow me down as I read just two verses of Scripture for the devotional part of our service today. One is taken from Psalms 103, verse 8. The Lord is merciful and gracious, slow to anger and plenteous in mercy. Yes. And from Luke chapter 12 in the New Testament, verses 6 and 7. Are not five sparrows sold for 2 farthings, and not one of them is forgotten before God? But even the very hairs of your head are all numbered. Fear not, therefore, ye are of more value than many sparrows. I'd like to use a subject from those scriptures called Understanding God, How He Cares. Now, what does it mean to understand someone? It means to perceive and comprehend the nature and significance of. Now, before I go any further, our finite minds could not fully comprehend God and all that God is and all that God has done. But in our thinking, in our mind, we can comprehend God. We are living in times where there are multiple problems that present themselves on every hand. Many find it very difficult to make ends meet from a financial standpoint. Many are finding it difficult to find time to sustain a strong Christian experience. We are living in times where people are bombarded with problems, trials. Trying times are abounding, sickness, disappointment, and I could go on and on and on. Many are believing that God does not love them. I've heard that said before. Many are wondering if there is anything to live for. And some have tried God's way and have failed. It is my hope that something that is said on this program will help in some small way, in whatever situation those of you listening to me might find yourself in. Remember that God is real and Jesus never fails.
Amen.
Because of circumstances in life and so much evil and even natural disasters, many find it difficult to accept that there is a loving God that cares for them.
Amen.
I am very thankful today that I found out that God cares.
Yes.
That God loves us so much. When we think that He does not, He certainly does.
Amen.
What a friend we have in Jesus.
Amen.
All our sins and griefs to bear. What a privilege to carry everything to God in prayer. Another songwriter said, there is not a friend like Jesus in the trying scenes of life. The Bible also says that weeping may endure for a night, but joy cometh in the morning. Problems and trying times will not last forever. They come and they go. Thank God He brings us out and gives us the victory. People often ask the question, why is there so much poverty and suffering in the world? That is a common question. And I suppose rightly so. There is much poverty and suffering in the world today. They also ask, why is there so much hurt in the world? Why so much war and uncertainty and gloom? Why hasn't life treated me fair? We hear those questions quite often. We do not understand it all, as I mentioned in the beginning of this message. We will never understand it all. If we understand it all, we would be like God. And we are not God. Only God understands it all. But we understand enough to know that there is a loving God.
Amen.
We understand enough to know from His Word and from the ministry of His Word and from others that God is mindful of us. And even the Bible even says His eyes are upon the righteous and His ears are open unto their cry. God is mindful of the whole world. God is mindful of what is happening and what is taking place in the whole world today. The good of mankind has always been God's object. And it is still His object today. We must always remember that mankind is God's concern. And He always has and always will want the best for us. The Bible tells us in the book of Jeremiah, chapter 29 and verse 11, "For I know the thoughts that I think toward you, saith the Lord, thoughts of peace and not of evil, to give you an expected end." That was a comfort to those that were in captivity. Yes, from the very beginning, we found where God provided the best for mankind, even as He placed Adam and Eve in the beautiful Garden of Eden. What a beautiful place that was. Gave them the best. Although the first two faltered, God still has the best for us because He gave His Son. Yes, God cared so much for us. The Bible says that for God so loved the world that He gave His only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in Him should not perish, but have everlasting life. People can recite that. Small children can. Old people can. We've heard that from the time we were going to school. And it is so commonly quoted, but it is so real. It is so real. For God so loved this world that He gave His only begotten Son. That's the reason why Jesus came. It was because of us. Yes, it was shown His love and concern for us and care is shown by the depth of His grace. Thank God, He hath not dealt with us after our sins, nor rewarded us according to our iniquities. That's verse 10 from Psalms 103. He hath not dealt with us after our sins. If that was the case, some of us wouldn't make it. Some people go very deep in sin. But God doesn't see that. He doesn't see the depth. God can reach down to the deepest ebb and lift any man out of the depth and gutters of sin. That's what God specializes in. So He hath not dealt with us after our sins. He hath not looked at us like people look at us. His mercy, the text said, the Lord is merciful and gracious, slow to anger and plenteous in mercy. It is shown by His willingness to forgive. Verse 12 says, as far as the east is from the west, so far hath He removed our transgressions from us. There are those that believe and teach and say that you can't know that you're saved in this world. Let me tell you something, friends. Read this verse. As far as the east is from the west, so far hath He removed our transgressions from us. When God saves a human being, He saves him. And he gives him a new life. Turns him around. Takes him off the road of sin. And gives him the power to live that life. The Bible does not teach that we should not enjoy life. But to the contrary. It teaches that we should enjoy life. God only gave us one life. We will only be here one time. And I believe God designed that mankind live happy. The Bible does not teach that we couldn't have money. Or we couldn't have good things. It doesn't teach that. That's not what the Bible teaches. But what it does teach is that material things are temporary. Yes, that's what it does teach. Material things are temporary. Jesus said in Matthew 6 and 19, "Lay not up for yourselves treasures upon earth, where moth and rust doth corrupt, and where thieves break through and steal. Some people lose everything because of those kind of things. That happens all the time. What we do for God will live on.
Amen.
Verse 20 says, but lay up for yourself treasures in heaven, where neither moth nor rust doth corrupt, and where thieves do not break through nor steal. People can steal our goods. They can steal our treasures, but they can't steal our salvation. They can't steal our soul. Come on. No, they can't do that, friend. Thank God for that assurance. It teaches that we will serve what we love. Jesus went on to say, for where your treasure is, there will your heart be also. So we find that if we love the world, and if we love the things of the world to the extent that we exclude God, then that becomes our life, our whole life, and our whole being. It's good to enjoy a Christian life. Yes, give God our life, and our whole life will be more enjoyed. It teaches that we should not make the temporal things of life a priority and neglect our soul. Jesus went on to say, therefore, is not the life more than meat, and the body than raiment? In other words, life is more than the material things and physical things of life. Deep down within this breast, there's a soul that will answer to God, a soul that can cry out to God, a soul that can be saved and delivered and live a life for God. It's a wonderful message of hope. To understand how God cares about us, we must put Him first.
Yes. Amen.
He works with those who work with Him. Amen. Jesus went on to say, I'm on the sixth chapter of Matthew. But seek ye first the kingdom of God and His righteousness, and all these things will be added unto you. We don't have to wait until we retire. We don't have to wait until we have a family and own all kinds of things to serve the Lord. We can serve the Lord in our youth.
Amen.
Young people, those of you that are listening to me, the wise man Solomon said, remember now thy Creator in the days of thy youth, while the evil days come not, nor the years draw nigh, when thou shalt say, I have no pleasure in them. Serve the Lord while you're young, and have the privilege and opportunity to serve Him. We had a song on this program today, His Eyes on the Sparrow. Listen to what Jesus said. Are not five sparrows sold for 2 farthings? And not one of them is forgotten before God? But even the very hairs of your head are all numbered. Fear not therefore, for ye are of more value than many sparrows. God loves you, friends. God is thinking about you today. He wants you to be a part of His great kingdom. Jesus paid it all. All to Him we owe. Sin had left a crimson stain. He washed it white as snow.
My snare be set.
Our Heavenly Father, we are truly thankful for the privilege of sharing this broadcast service with this precious people today, and we trust the message has been a blessing to each one. We pray, our Heavenly Father, if there be any unsaved listening, that they might come to know Thee, to know life, to know eternal life. This we pray in Jesus' name. Amen. We thank the Lord for the message by Brother James Arch, pastor of the Church of God in Georgetown, Grand Cayman. We trust it has been a blessing to you. Now, our mailing address is The Way of Truth Broadcast, Post Office Box 88, Hagerstown, Maryland, 21741, USA. That's The Way of Truth Broadcast, Post Office Box 88, Hagerstown, Maryland, 21741, USA. Our email address is truth@fred.net, truth@fred.net. Our webpage address, www.wayoftruth.org. And remember, you can listen to a number of our broadcasts, read our monthly magazine. You can also tune in and get our services live if you'll tune in at the proper time, 20 minutes to 11 on Sunday morning, 6 o'clock in the evening on Sunday, and that's Eastern Time, of course. Again, our webpage address, www.wayoftruth.org. And now this is Avner Craig inviting you to be with us on our next broadcast.
Yeah.